Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt, and I am so excited about this series we are doing about religion or relationship. Man, I can't think of anything any more important at this time in the church today, how there is such a need for people to come into a real living relationship with our Creator based on faith in Jesus Christ. Because remember, Jesus did not come to earth to start a new religion. He came to reconcile humanity that has been separated from God by sin, to reconcile us to God through the death of His Son. As Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself. Yesterday we were talking about, the word no in Scripture and how Moses prayed and asked God to allow him to know Him. He asked God to show me your way, Lord, and let me know you. That is in Exodus 33:12. Moses was not satisfied with just seeing God do stuff and do miracles. He wanted to have that relationship with Almighty God. And this is where I'll speak to my Pentecostal and charismatic cohorts and associates and friends. We must not allow ourselves to become preoccupied. We believe in miracles. We believe God does powerful things and does stuff, answers prayer. But we must never allow those things to become the object and the goal and the things that we begin to seek after and to chase after. We must chase after God and chase after knowing Him and growing in Him and the knowledge of Him, and let these other things take care of themselves. Because there have been many people that have become distracted by the things that God does and begin to chase after miracles and to chase after and seeking to get God to do stuff and to do things. You see, that's where the children of Israel were. They saw the miracles, the same miracles that Moses did, but they had no passion of heart to really know God in a real personal way. They never prayed the prayer that Moses prayed. And when God didn't come through the way they wanted to, him, they got angry and said, "Oh, we're going to go back to Egypt." And the Bible says in Psalm 103, verse 7, it said, "He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel." The children of Israel never came into a real dynamic personal relationship with God because they didn't pursue it. They were selfish in their relationship with God. They just wanted food. They wanted God to do stuff. When they were hungry, they wanted God to give them food. When they were thirsty, they wanted God to give them water. They just wanted God to be like a butler to them. They wanted God to do stuff and act on their behalf. Had no heart, no passion for relationship with God. Moses did. Moses wasn't satisfied to just see the stuff. "Show me now your way, O God, that I may know you." Wow. And so Psalm 103 verse 7 said he made His acts known to Israel. They knew His acts. My friends, I exhort my Pentecostal and charismatic friends, don't fall into the same trap that the children of Israel fell into. They were only interested in the miracles. They were only interested in what God could do for them. They were self-centered in their faith and their relationship with God. Oh, move on. Move on into the Moses relationship. Have a heart to know Him. Hallelujah. Well, we could talk about Saul and David here. It's the same situation with Saul and David. Saul would fight God's enemies. He would go out and fight against the Philistines, but he did not have a heart to know God. David had a heart to know God. That's because his first act when he became king, he went up and he got the Ark of the Covenant, which was the only piece of furniture in the Holy of Holies. It was also called the Ark of the Presence because it typified, symbolized the presence of Almighty God, of Jehovah God, of Yahweh. And David had a heart for God. He wanted to know God. That's the first thing he did. He went up and got the Ark, made plans to bring it and set it up. He didn't set it up in the temple. He set it up in his own tabernacle. In other words, it was not behind a curtain in David's tabernacle. It was there for everyone to see and to experience. And by the way, many of the Psalms, inspired by the Holy Spirit, came forth as the Levites were worshiping God before the Ark of the Covenant in David's tabernacle, which is an Old Testament picture of the church, which is the sanctuary, which we are the temple, the sanctuary of God. God dwells in his people now. Oh my goodness, so many powerful things. Saul would fight God's enemies, but he had no passion and no heart to know God. But God found David, a man after his own heart, a man who wanted to know God and have a relationship with him. Yeah, he messed up at times, committed adultery, committed murder, but he repented. When he was confronted, he repented. He didn't kill the prophet who confronted him. No, he repented. He was heartbroken. He repented, turned to God. Read Psalm 51, and you will read David's heartbroken prayer to God over his sin, because he was a man who wanted to know God. John 17:3, Jesus prayed, sometimes called his high priestly prayer. And in the prayer in John 17:3, he prayed that they, talking about us, his followers, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. And the word he uses there is gnosko. Now, you know from yesterday, if you haven't listened to yesterday's, go back and listen to it. There were two Greek words for know, gnosko and oida. Oida was mere cognitive knowledge, mere information that you could get from reading a book. But gnosko implied a relationship between the knower and the object known. It's experiential knowledge. I use the illustration. You tell me about a restaurant that has a wonderful steak, and you tell me that, and I have information. I have an oida type knowledge. But then if you invite me there and you want to buy me a steak and I sit down and eat it, now I've moved from oida knowledge to gnosko knowledge. Now I know by experience. Now there's a relationship between me and the object known. And Jesus used that word gnosko. He said that they may gnosko you. Jesus did not come to bring us religion and just give us information about God, but he came to reconcile us to God so that we could have a gnosko, knowing relationship with Almighty God. And then Paul, in Philippians 3:10, expressed his consuming desire that I may know him. Paul said, and it's the word gnosko, him is Christ. And if you read the above verses starting at verse 7, he talks about how he has suffered the loss of everything. He's been willing to let go of everything and to lose everything. Why? That I may gnosko him, that I may know him, that I may have this personal, intimate relationship and know Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, my friends, Jesus did not come to start another religion. He came to bring us into a living relationship with our Creator, that we may know Gnosko God and Gnosko Him. John 17:3, Jesus talking to the Father, that they, that includes you and me, may Gnosko you and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I pray that the world, I pray that the church will come to realize that we're not here to offer people another religion. We're here to offer people a living, dynamic relationship with Almighty God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. And I'll close with this quote from C.S. Lewis. I read it in an earlier episode. C.S. Lewis says, the church, that's you and me, we're the church. Church is not a building. The church is God's people. The church exists for nothing else but to draw people to Christ, to make them little Christ. He means to help them become more and more like Christ. He says, if they are not doing that, all the cathedrals, clergy, missions, sermons, programs, even the Bible itself are simply a waste of time. He's saying, if we are not offering people a living relationship with Jesus Christ, then everything else we're doing is a waste of time. All my friends, I'm so glad that I know Jesus Christ today. If you don't know Him, put your faith in Him now, and I'm going to pray for you. Father, we thank You for this series on religion or relationship. And if there happens to be anyone listening to this episode now that maybe they have religion, but they don't have relationship, repeat this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I pray to You in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus, I choose to put my faith in You and You alone. I declare that from this day forth, You are my Lord, and I give You my life. Thank You for saving me. Thank You for causing me to be born again. Thank You for filling me with Your Holy Spirit and giving me a relationship with Almighty God. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. This is Eddie Hyatt. Thank you for joining us. I hope that, check out my website, eddiehyatt.com, and I hope you will, if these episodes have been a blessing to you, I hope you will share them on your social networks, share them with your friends, and let's get the word out. God wants to give people a relationship with Himself. God bless.